You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 790 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, it's all about the FEI World Cup Finals. In this episode, Megan and I were on site bringing you behind-the-scenes coverage, exclusive interviews, and all the excitement from the biggest stage in dressage. We caught up with the newly crowned World Cup champion, Becky Moody, to talk about her incredible win and what it means to reach the top of the sport. The conversation continues with Australia's Serena Ireland, who shares insight of her talented partner Rusty and her journey competing in the United States. Plus, we sit down with international rider and trainer Kevin Coleman to discuss his third World Cup appearance with Dune and what it means to him. From championship moments to personal stories, this episode is packed everything World Cup.
Welcome to the Dressage Radio Show.
This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Megan!
Hey, Reese, how are you doing?
We have just seen each other. Well, I guess it's been a few days now, but I'm good. I think we're on skates today for sure, aren't we?
No, I'm exhausted. I don't know about you.
Sure, you're exhausted. Well, everybody, Megan, this was Megan's first time at an international event. And so, Megan, I've got to ask you, what did you think?
Wow. I'm blown away. I was a little bit like a four-year-old horse. Like, I was up at like 6:30 ready to go. Even though our day was going to go until midnight, I was so excited, bucking, kicking, doing all the things I wanted to see and see all the things. And I just have to say thank you to the media. I had no idea what you did. I was pretty ignorant. And I think they work just as hard as the riders do, Reese. What do you think?
Well, honestly, at a World Cup, harder. Because yeah. The World Cup, I think for riders, it is kind of cool because you get some great access to riders because there's 16 horses and there's times that they train, but then there's like the whole day that they're a little bit looking for stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So that works to our advantage because we are so excited to talk to them and we have a little bit more time to talk to them there than a big event like an Olympic Championships or that kind of stuff. I've never covered an Olympics, but the World Championship were a little bit harder to get to the riders. The World Cup, we have found the riders are great. They're relaxed. They only have one horse. So for them, that's nothing in their day. And yeah. There's certain times that they can school. It's very regimented because in every World Cup I've been to, including Fort Worth, you know, there's only one main stadium. They have also a warm-up ring. And then from that warm-up ring, there is riding areas in the stabling, which the media doesn't have access to. That's actually pretty hard to get into unless you're a rider, coach, or trainer. But this was great. I mean, they were wonderful to us. They fed us well. They took us on. We saw all the jumping. We got to walk the course, which was so exciting.
Megan and I were,
we were like kids in a candy store. We're like, oh my God, this is so fun. So it's true. We started the day and Megan and I shared an Airbnb and I got up and I was like, I really need some coffee. I need to figure this coffee situation out. And Megan's like, good morning. She's dressed, ready to go. And it's like, barely 7. And I'm like, do you know how long our day is going to be? I don't think you next time you're going to sleep in. You're not going to be so wide and awake and ready to go. But we had like, I swear it was a week and a day because I came in, we both kind of landed Wednesday night at the same time. So we rented a car together and we headed to dinner, which is great. We had some great Tex-Mex food. And then we headed to our Airbnb. And then in the morning, I was basically just there for Thursday because, and I'll talk about it in a little bit, but I had already signed a contract to coach at Equine Affair and to be a presenter. So I really wanted to do both. And I thought, yeah, you know, I can at least go and help Megan get started, find the ropes, figure it out a little bit. So we did. So we basically got up and headed to the venue, didn't we?
Oh my God. I was just like a kid in a candy store.
And she was so cute.
God, you were there, Reese. I mean, and it was so much fun. We got to see old friends, meet new people. I mean, we met a reporter from Brazil, like
yes, at lunch.
That was amazing. Like, I had no idea they were, which, I mean, again, it sounds kind of like naive, but it was like, this is really amazing. And there was like 50, what would you say, 50 people in the media room?
At least. And because there were those rooms off to the side. So at least 50 people for sure. Yeah. So at least. And jumping and dressage are covered by the FEI as well. So there's the FEI media team. There's the U.S. media team from in every federation has a media person. So it's a bump in place, actually. And you get to meet really cool people. We met a really nice gentleman from the Fort Worth Tourism Bureau Commission. Yeah. And he was great. Like he told us where to go. We went and saw, so we had a break. We did three interviews and then we did our press briefing and they showed us the venue. They showed us a little bit where to sit. We had great seats too. A lot of times the press does not have such good seats, but we were great. We were like up above A. So literally we could sit on the center line. Like it was amazing. And then we did our press briefing. We did the course walk. They showed us also there's a kiss and cry area. And then there's just a couple of different zones that you can go. There's a mixed zone. It was hard to watch the test and get to the mixed zone. Like we decided we weren't going to do that because it was impossible. Like you'd have to run a 5K during every ride. And yeah, that was too much. But then we went downtown and saw the walking of, what they call it? Walking of the cattle? What did it had a word?
Longhorns. I got to sit on a longhorn.
Megan sat on a longhorn. I didn't sit on it. I took a picture. I selfie with her. But Megan jumped on a longhorn. She's like, I'm doing it. And she got the cutest. We'll put it in our show notes. Megan on a longhorn. It was awesome. So it was so fun. And yeah, then, I mean, so that was kind of in our break and the gentleman had told us, he gave us like the places to park and like it was great. He kind of filled us in where to stand and what to do. So that was fun. And then we went back, had dinner because they actually fed us really well. I've never been fed so well either. So they fed us really well. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner you can have in the press area, which is nice because there's not a lot of time to go out and find food. So that was great. And then we went up for the rides, didn't we?
We did, and they were phenomenal.
Oh, amazing. So cool.
Absolutely phenomenal. And the vendors were super. There was a lady with the chairs that every day I sat in a massage chair. Thank you to Human Touch.
Amazing.
Just amazing. And then really want to thank Zen Elite for sponsoring. That was just what an event. I mean, the concert, but who was Thursday? I mean, there was a concert.
Did Lady A come on Saturday?
It was incredible. Yes.
Cool. Oh my gosh. He sings the Applebee's song. Oh my lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're Googling it. Hold on. I forget his name, but it was awesome. It was great. Yeah.
And we have to do a shout out to Mary Alice and Jamie from Louisiana. I met them in the vendor booth and yeah, it was a great conversation. Thank you so much for listening to us. And what have I forgotten, Reese? I mean, it was just so overwhelming for me.
I set you free on Friday. I was like, are you okay? And at one point she's like, I don't know. I was like, you got this. But it was great. So there are going to be some interviews where Megan does them alone. I'm so jealous. She did Patrick Kittle, Becky Moody. And who else did you do by yourself?
I think it was just those two. I was scared.
Yeah, she got the biggest people when I wasn't there. I was so jealous. But it was amazing. I think you did just a wonderful job. And it was quite an event. It was so much fun. And I would encourage, I don't know when it's coming back to the U.S. We'll have to look that up. But really, really cool.
I would say go to the Dickies Arena. I want to ride in the Dickies Arena. It was so beautiful. It was so well done. And I wanted to give a shout out to Marty as well, because, you know, he organized all the press. And I just had no idea what happened behind the scenes. And I think I'm a little bit more grateful.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. I mean, we didn't get home the night I was there after the Grand Prix till it was well past midnight.
Yeah.
We like did a whole week in a day. For sure. It was crazy. It was a very long day, but it was so worth it and so much fun. So I think you're going to just hear our joy in the interviews. I hope you really enjoy them. And I hope you get to watch. If you didn't watch the freestyles, they're available online. Check them out. In the whole crowd for everyone was bumping. It was great. It was a really cool experience.
It was incredible. I think it was amazing for the sport of dressage. I think for the first time, the audience, the spectators, was engaged with yes. every rider, not just the top, not the personalities that encouraged it. Every single ride, we were clapping, screaming, and the riders loved it. Like it, so cool. It was amazing. So definitely go to World Cup. Definitely go to Dickie's Arena. I'm still
Fort Worth. It's fun too. We had a good time. It was for me quick, but it was a great town. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. So it was all good. All good. Well, we're going to get right into this show. I think you're going to love it. And we're going to have a commercial break from Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control.
This episode is brought to you by Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, a new fly spray for horses. Discover fly protection redefined with Endure Gold, made to annihilate flies, ticks, and mosquitoes with brand new EPA-approved ingredients never before seen in equine care. Endure Gold is backed by science and built for hard work, delivering fast knockdown and up to 14 days of fly protection. Add Endure Gold to your arsenal and upgrade your fly control rotation.
This is a very exciting interview. We're so happy to be here with Kevin Coleman live at Fort Worth World Cup. Hi, Kevin. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We are so thrilled. We saw you in Wellington, but we got you in Texas.
Yep.
I know. I love this cowboy hat.
Me too.
This is awesome.
We all got one. All the competitors got one. Yes. And we got to customize them. Like you see on the side, I have the Texas state. I got my initials on it. And yeah, it's amazing.
Well, this is really home for you, right? Your wife is from Texas.
Oh, well, I guess so. Yeah, it's home for me.
Yes, home now. I think that's marriage right there. Devin Kane, she's from Texas. So how far is she from here?
San Antonio. So this is a couple hours south of here.
Got it. I know. I'd have to look at a map.
4 hours south or something like this.
Well, tell us, this is your third World Cup with your wonderful boy. Tell us about him and you, and what does it feel like to be here?
Yeah, first of all, it's amazing to do it now the third time. This year so far has been an amazing experience. Like, not just that, from the moment when we arrived at the airport, the people are so nice and welcoming. You know, so far they have put on an amazing everything. I mean, talking about, we got these free hats that I just talked about. Then we all got a pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, you don't have them on right now. He's not wearing them right now, everybody. He's got just the on clouds.
Yeah, I just got off the horse.
Okay? Yes, like, yes.
So we got cowboy boots. In Switzerland, we got a giant cowbell, which is also cool.
Stop
but
it.
Yeah, really? You really
wear it. What are you going to do with the cowbell?
This one here, I don't know if I'm going to take this off. Like,
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Is awesome. Then yesterday we had the draw party.
Mm-hmm. Which, I heard there was some two-stepping.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think there's probably some video evidence going to be shown.
I think I was excited. Devin maybe had a glass of champagne or two and started dancing. The music was amazing.
Yes,
you know,
like
you should have seen my girls. They knew actually all four of my girls. My mother-in-law and these three over there, they're all from Texas,
you
know, like they knew every song, they could sing every song. Yes. I pretended I could too, you know.
Yes, of course.
I went with it.
I love it.
And what's the atmosphere like? What's it like to ride in the Dickie's Arena?
It's quite impressive, I have to say. Mm-hmm. You know, the stadium in Saudi Arabia was bigger, but this year it feels quite tight. It feels like the people are on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you look up, you feel like you're in a cathedral or something like this. Then our warm-up here is also very interesting. I've never seen this before. Like, you're warming up and people can stand above you and look through glass down onto you. Yeah, it's right over there.
Yes, it's right over there. Yeah, we walked on the edge of it.
I don't think anywhere else in the world you have it like that.
So. That's kind of disconcerting in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But I like it. I think it's cool. You know, it's fun for the people.
And how does Dooney like it?
He does not care. So, no, guys.
We only have stone around us.
But no, he's liking it, you know, and he's used to it. And we had this same type of tight indoor in our second World Cup finals in Switzerland, in Basel. It was similar. It was very tight, and the idea is the same. So right now what we do is we can warm up in the stabling area. There's a warm-up ring. Mm-hmm. Then we walk about 5 minutes to the arena. I can make it with my horse in 2.5 minutes. And she's a very boring horse.
Like, I got this. We're getting there.
And then we have the rest of the time we can warm up here, which is then I would say like 20-second walk to the stadium.
Yes.
Through this tunnel, through the chute. It's there. You can really feel already the atmosphere building up, and it's cool.
Yeah, not very many people are actually going to ride in like a parking garage type situation.
It is kind of what it is.
It is, yeah. There's columns, right, through the warm-up a little bit?
The warm-up before we get to go in is smaller than a regular warm-up. I would say it's maybe like 30 meters by 20 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite tight. Yeah.
That's tight.
And I think most of us riders decided to just warm up there the entire ride and not switch from one warm-up to another.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's going to be real tight in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great.
Stephen Peters just walked by everybody, where it's like the whole star walk of fame. I love it. So tell us now, how did he travel? What is it like in the stabling? Because we can't get over that.
Yeah, yeah. The horse traveled amazing, actually, because he traveled during Easter. He traveled, he was like hours faster than we calculated. And he went through no problem with the traffic. Then he arrived totally fine because it was kind of like a cooler morning when he arrived, like no sweat marks, nothing. Awesome. He had his teddy bear with him.
And tell us because he has travel with the teddy bear.
So some people call us crazy, but we're like, you know what, that teddy bear smells like a stall at home. If it makes his life 1% better, that's 1% better than nothing.
I think it's wonderful.
He's this giant teddy, and we have plenty of pictures where he just like rests with his head in the teddy bear.
He's like Punchy, have you seen the ape in Japan? It's the same thing. It's like the same idea.
I will show you after. Don't you worry.
They probably
stole that idea from us.
Yeah, they probably did.
So, that teddy bear has been around the world. Yeah. So he arrived here. The stabling is amazing. They did, honestly, like very big stalls, very nice, clean stalls. They have the biggest fans in there, which, if it's warm, so far it has not been that warm, but it can cool down immediately. Very well organized. The staff has been amazing. I think Thomas Bauer is running a very, very tight show.
Tight ship.
When he does it, it's all organized. You have any questions, it's immediately answered. I think it's great.
Super. And what are you looking forward to, tonight or the freestyle?
Of course, the freestyle. But it's, today kind of sets a little bit the standard for the freestyle. Yeah. And I just had a lot of family arrive here. So,
tell us, because that is hard, right? You don't ride till late tonight. I think the class starts at 6.
We just lightly moved them because it's otherwise almost like a day of a break.
It's too long.
We just moved them a little bit now, and then later on I do like a 20-minute warm-up or whatever. Super. And we're ready to go.
I love that.
Yeah, well, we're happy that we didn't clip him because we were first like, oh, are we going to clip doors, are we not going to clip ghosts? But the temperature here drops from, I've been here with 45 degrees in the morning.
Yes.
Oh. 80s in the afternoon.
Oh, so it's really weird. Yeah.
And his coat just looks so nice and shiny.
Oh,
right,
he's so pretty. He looked, I mean, I saw him in Wellington. He looked beautiful. Yeah. So, so what do you do for the rest of the day? This is our last question because I know you're going to go. Because that's hard, right? To kind of wait around, and how do you rest and get ready?
We're quite busy right now. Okay. Like, of course, I support the rest of the team.
Yes.
Then we have to, I'm meeting some new helmet sponsors now.
Oh, good, yes.
The girls have something else planned for me. I have to do some more things I don't really know about yet.
You follow the team.
They keep that quiet. And then, of course, like, we have later on at 4:15 the, I don't know what it's called, the writer's presentation or whatever. What's it called?
The writer's parade. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Devin, his wife, is here telling us.
Yeah. Every once in a while, she helps me with the English.
Yes. Your English is amazing.
But we have the writer's parade, I think, at 4:15. And then from that moment on, you just kind of want to, everybody has their own little routine of doing it. And we just chill, relax, and that's it.
Well, you have a super ride tonight. We will be cheering you on.
We will be cheering you on. And when this airs, we will obviously know the result. But how can people follow you online? Because your online's great.
How can people follow me online? It's
K. Komen.
Yeah, that's Instagram.
On Instagram.
Diamante Farms.
And Diamante Farms on Facebook. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. Have a great night. We'll be cheering you on.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, the fun continues. We're going to have a quick break from our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products.
Are runny poop and dirty butt challenges for your horse? Does diarrhea have you both down? Does he struggle with bouts of colic or other digestive tract issues? Or his digestive distress due to lifestyle changes or travel or illness, injury, or antibiotic use? Probiotic Wise is your supplement of choice when a balanced hindgut is your goal. Available in powder or paste, Probiotic Wise is a concentrated source of both prebiotics and probiotics that capture and sweep out pathogenic bacteria, support healing and maintain healthy gut tissue, and sustain a robust microbiome. To see if Probiotic Wise, available through veterinarians, is right for your horse, speak with your vet, visit kppusa.com, or call 859-873-2974.
Right now, we are on site with Australian rider Serena Ireland. She's in from Australia. We can't wait to talk to her. She is so kind to be with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be here.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you came from Australia. And first of all, tell us about your journey.
Oh, gosh. It was enormous. It has been 3 weeks in the making, basically, in terms of getting to Dickie's Arena today. Yes. So we flew out on 16th of March. That was after we... So we had a two-day drive from where I live in Newcastle, just 2 hours north of Sydney, two-day drive down to Melbourne, stayed with the wonderful Future Farms, who so kindly hosted us overnight there. They've traveled a lot. They gave me a lot of help. This is my first time traveling a horse overseas, anything like that.
34 hours, correct?
Yes. So, yeah, it was already 2 days driving, yeah. And then we got on the plane on the evening of the 16th, and we flew Melbourne, Hong Kong, Anchorage, Chicago.
Oh my gosh. So, and then trailered from Chicago here?
7 days quarantine.
Okay.
Seven days. And do you get to ride him in
quarantine? No riding?
No riding in quarantine.
No,
so,
yeah.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
And then you traveled here?
Yes.
By truck?
Yes.
Oh my
With
gosh.
Joe Leonard. Yeah, he drove us down. So.
Oh my lord, you have been traveling so much. So tell us about your horse and how did he do?
How is he?
He's amazing. He's just like the best thing ever. Yeah. So I've had him for 7 years. So we know each other pretty well.
Yes. And you trained him yourself from lower level all the way to international Grand Prix.
Yes.
Correct? Yes.
So he came into my life. I spent 3 years training in Germany after high school, and I came home and he was basically my first training horse. When I set up my business, I've got a boutique training business in Australia, and I was a week or two out from coming back to Australia, and I put an ad out, and the lady, Tracy Watson, that owned him at that time, was like straight onto me messaging me that she had this horse and she wanted to bring him. And I think he was one of the first horses to arrive on the property. And then we were sort of 6 months into that, and he was meant to go on the market. And at that point, I think you've spent 6 months with a horse. Mm-hmm. He had his first level start with me like 6 weeks after he got to me, then 6 months later he was just about ready for third level. So he's so intelligent, he's so unbelievably intelligent and really generous, and so I think that sort of has a lot to say about our journey so far and how we've ended up here today. It's still like pinch me, it's like totally unbelievable.
I bet.
And when did it hit you that you made the team or made the World Cup and you get to represent your country? I mean, when did it hit you and how did you feel?
It was a lot. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I mean, it was the phone call that I got, and you get that call from the selectors, and oh my God, I've never spoken to the selectors before. So that was like, why are they, you know, I had a suspicion of why they might be ringing me.
Yes.
So I was already like,
oh my God.
When I knew and when I, yeah. And so that conversation was a blur. I don't even really remember it. I cried. It was embarrassing.
I get chills. I'm so happy for you.
Yes. Yeah. It's the little men journey, I guess. Yeah. And so it's, you know, it's that small town rider that has gone out and, you know, just pursued wanting to be a really great rider and a really great trainer. And this is all wonderful, and this is, of course, one of the reasons that we do it, but my heart's always been in the training and being able to produce this horse and having the relationship that I have with him. Mm-hmm. is what's enabled me to get here.
I love it. So what is your impression? So we are actually recording this on Thursday before the Grand Prix. That's tonight. Yes. So tell us, like, once you got here, what's it like? Because we can't get back in the stables. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we bumped in on Monday, and I think that was just, like, the best day of my life.
Monday
was the best day of my life. That was super exciting. We've been staying with the wonderful Blackmans at Black Star Sport Horses out in Waxahachie. So they brought me in here on Monday, and I was just... It was overwhelming, but in all the best ways.
Yes,
and so everything is just state of the art. Everything is going so smoothly. It's so professionally done. Every question has an answer.
Awesome.
There's like no hesitation in anything. Everyone has been wonderful. The organizers are doing a sensational job. So the stabling's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then the footing is great. This walk, I think it was really coming into this.
Yes.
This walk out here through to the.
Yeah. So the walk is basically come out of the stables. You have to kind of take a left, and it's maybe a 5 minute walk.
Yeah. It's about 5 minutes.
Yeah. On a road that's closed, but the horses are on the sidewalk, and there's mats.
Yeah. A little hack out on our way to the arena.
Kind of, you know, there are some trees and some grass, but on the other side of the road.
Yeah. So it's coming into that, like everything has just flowed so well and coming into that. And I feel so lucky and so blessed that he has just taken it all so in his stride. It has really just made the experience for me because he really does just go, well, you said it's fine. So
yeah,
it seems weird, but
we're good.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So he really came into that. He was the very first dressage horse to enter the main stadium.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He was like, take my picture now.
The first steps on the hallowed ground.
I love that so much. That's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? So today you actually don't go till late tonight.
Yeah.
And it's not quite lunchtime, but what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Well, I've just given him sort of like a 20-minute stretch, gymnastic, touch base, make sure everything's where we left it yesterday, but really just taking it easy this morning. So he's had a light ride. He's going to just chill out for the rest of the day. He's going to get some hand walking and that in between. But basically I'm trying to just leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard when you're a rider and a trainer and you go from 10 horses a day and all I want to do is like stand there and stalk him.
Yes.
And I'm just like, just leave him alone.
Yes.
Just let him do his thing. So that's really the priority. I'm going to come and watch some jumping.
Yes. I know that's going to start here in a minute. People are starting to kind of gather around outside. The arena is going to open here in a minute.
Yeah. So that'll be really exciting.
That's the shopping is amazing.
I did a hot lap yesterday. I've got further investigating to do.
I love
it. Sure. But, you know, I wanted to give myself, you know, multiple opportunities to like take it all in.
But
that's sort of the plan. Hang out. Yep. And then probably getting more into the afternoon. I'll just chill out, get quiet.
A little rest.
Before it all kicks off.
Yes, I know. And what time do you go tonight?
8:37.
All right. We can't wait.
It's
go time. Well, I'm dying to hear, like, tell us about going home. Like, what happens now? Because once it's over, because you still have to go home. Are you staying in the States or going to Europe?
At this point, I'm staying in the States.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a little bit unknown, really.
Okay,
it's sort of like there's been, and this was what I was saying, by the time we finished training yesterday, and that's like third day of training done.
Yes.
Trot ops done. Everything's done. All that's left to do is just go down that center line.
Yep.
And it's so like, it's such an interesting experience because there was so much to overcome to get to that day.
It's what
it
sounds like.
To get to this moment.
Yes.
There was so many hurdles of a horse that's never flown before, a rider that's never flown her horse before. He's never seen snow. Chicago was so cold.
Oh, it was so cold.
Very cold. It's never been in a box stall, in a trailer. All of that stuff.
Yes.
So all of these new things and such an extraordinary amount of travel, which I had faith that he is a wonderful traveler, but you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And we've turned up and we've got four legs that look like they should, and two eyes, and
we're knocking on everything.
You know, everything's pointing the right way.
Knocking on
and
everything.
He's fit and he's well and he's so good in himself and he's really bright. Like, he feels great. He's just like, okay, let's go.
I love it.
And so there was so much unknown to get to today, whether he was going to hit jet lag or how he was going to take all of that, that now it's really just, this is where the fun really starts.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time today. How can our listeners follow you online? We're going to follow you online. How do
we
stay in touch with you?
Yeah, well, I've got my Facebook page, Serena Island Dressage, and my Instagram is just Serena_Island. You can follow the journey. There's a heap of posts on there. There's a lot of videos about the travel and everything like that you can see a little bit behind the scenes of how everything's going.
Love it.
And been this week.
Love it. Well, thank you, Serena, so much. And we wish you luck tonight. We're going to be cheering hard for you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for sharing your journey. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Hey folks, it's Megan here. Unfortunately, Reese is not with us today on our podcast. She is very busy working, but I have an extremely special guest with us today. I'm so excited to introduce Becky Moody.
Hi.
Hi. She has ridden at the Paris Olympics 2024. And guess what? Last night she rode in the Grand Prix and she had the most incredible ride. I think I was tearing up. I mean, just absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Becky, you've just won the Grand Prix here at the World Cup. What was going through your mind in that last center line?
Well, actually, it was a little bit, come on, keep going, because we were fading a tiny bit in that very last passage. I think he was like, I'm done. But no, you know, I was really pleased. It was just a super consistent round, no mistakes. I keep, you know, saying to everybody, the thing about Baum is he's not exceptional at anything. Mm-hmm. He's just really good across the board. And it was just a really good, solid round. So I was really pleased.
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible. And you have bred Baum. And you have trained him. Can you tell us your favorite moment together within your partnership?
Oh, there's so many. I think, you know, sometimes it's actually just taking a solitary hack down the road, just mm-hmm. the two of you, just having a moment away from the world. That can be a really incredible moment. I think in terms of competitions, it would have to be Paris. Mm-hmm. You know, Paris was just the most crazy experience. You know, I was lucky to be part of an amazing team, not just the immediate team, but the wider support team was just incredible. You know, and it was what started off as not the easiest week, but it became really, really special. And I think it showed, yeah, the power of, you know, everybody pulling together and just doing a really good job.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
As you were bringing Baum through the levels, did you have any difficult training phases? I mean, we all go through difficulty. Yeah. And would you mind sharing with our auditors what that might have been and how you were able to overcome it?
So I think with him, you know, he's always been the most lovely person. Like from the very beginning, he was super straightforward to back. He's very genuine. You know, he was at 4 years old taking the other horses out hacking because he was like the good one. All my girls that work for me, they hack him out. You know, like he's the horse. If I want somebody to learn how to do a change or a little feel of Piaf, chuck them on Baum because mm-hmm. he's just the good kid. But I think, you know, he wasn't the most energetic young horse. He was quite lazy, didn't have the greatest self-motivation. And in terms of his movement, he didn't articulate his joints particularly well. He was a little bit straight-legged in how he moved. Mm-hmm. But he had this beautiful frame, very good contact, good, always easy in the balance. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, my biggest thing throughout his whole career and still even now is that motivation. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, when we have, for example, the atmosphere like we had in Paris, mm-hmm. at Aachen when we were there last year, he loves that. That is his ideal scenario. And then his motivation is excellent. And we can suddenly piaf for an 8.5, but we can't stand still. We want to piaf in our halts as well. Whereas when we do beautiful square and stable halts, then we're not quite so energetic in our piaf. So, you mm-hmm. know, it's finding that balance a little bit. But I worked, you know, really hard with him as a younger horse in terms of his fitness and, mm-hmm. and that side of it as well. And just, you know, finding the exercises that help me to switch him on mm-hmm. And really get him motivated, but still keep him like he really wants to do it, you mm-hmm. know, because that's when they're at their best, when they're actually wanting to do it as well. So, yeah, I think, and, you know, like any horse, like you say, you go through bits where it's yeah. easier and then harder and easier and harder. And that, you know, that still applies now, yeah. you know. So, yeah, it's yeah. the joy of working with a living creature.
It's
you know,
amazing.
With a mind of its own. And
it's absolutely amazing. You've had an incredible rise to the world stage the past few years. What has been your key to progress and consistency?
I think largely my horse.
Yeah.
You know, he is that kind of person.
Yeah.
He is Mr. Consistent. He's just like, yeah, he's the cool guy. But, you know, he is the horse that has enabled me to sort of fulfill my dreams. But it's all the other horses that I've had in the past that I've grafted away at for many, many, many years, you know. And I think that's what is really important for people to understand. It's the hundreds of horses that I've ridden up to this point that have enabled me to become the rider that can get on bomb and you know, do what we're able to do now. And I think, you know, you're always learning. You're always making mistakes. And that's really important that people know it is okay to make a mistake and do it wrong. That
you
is
still
just
make
life.
A mistake?
Of course you do. All the time, every day. But also I think, you know, in what we do, because every horse is different, and also as a coach, you know, I love coaching. That is my career, really, in terms of money earning. You know, every person is different, so every time you have a new horse or a new client, you know, sometimes you have to find new ways of doing things to help it click with that horse or that person. So, but I think, you know, in terms of sort of the performance at the highest level recently, it's really about the people that you have around you. Mm. You know, I'm really lucky. I have an incredibly supportive family. Mm. You know, I still, the business is based at my parents' home. It's still our family home. And, you know, aged 82 and 3, whatever they are now, you know, they're still a massive, massive part of what I do. I work with my sister as well. And, you know, we have a really good working relationship, and it's great because, you know, we're running a business as well, and running a business and competing and doing all of these things it's
How
really hard.
Yeah.
So having somebody else that you can bounce ideas off, and you know, we're each good. Like she's better at the admin side of things. I'm do the work rotor. You know, we have our little like areas that we do, but it is that team of people around you, the guys that I have at home, mm-hmm. you know, helping me are amazing. And I think it's those people that enable you to actually function at your best. And I think, you know, we're lucky enough to be the ones sitting up on the horse and standing on the podium if it gets to that point. But the team of people that get you there is enormous. Mm-hmm. I mean, just enormous.
Yeah. And all the pressure that you have to go through. I mean, and they're there supporting you. I think it's an amazing village. We all have a village.
A village. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, my advice to people that are, you know, wanting to do this is to find your people, you know, find the coach that works for you. And it's also, you know, I think definitely as I've sort of done this more, both from a myself, a rider, and from a coach point of view, you know, not every coach suits every person. People
Correct.
Need different kinds of people to work with. And, you know, somebody that is an amazing coach for me is not a good coach for somebody else, and vice versa. And, you know, I sometimes think, in the past, when I've been coaching people, you know, if they've sort of gone and had help with somebody else when I was younger and less experienced, I'd have been like, oh, you know, what am I not giving that person that they need to go somewhere else? Whereas now I'm so much more like, no, brilliant. You know, go another pair of eyes. It's great. Let's see what other information we can learn. Because I think, you know, we have to go into this. Everybody has different solutions to problems. And there's just so much to learn all the time. So, yeah. Open yourself to that in all situations.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I had a very... My question is very serious. May I have a lesson on bomb? I need to learn all the things, Becky.
I'll come over to Yorkshire. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right. So I am going to call you. Your stalker is on it. How do you keep your focus and mindset positive?
Occasionally with difficulty, but I think, you know, that is just life.
Yeah.
And I think whatever you do, you have days where you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why do I do
you
this?
You do too.
Of course, 100%. And you have days of, you know, why do I do this? You have days of, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
But again, for me, it's the people around me that help. You know, so I mean, I'm pretty good now myself to give myself a talking to. I'm older and wiser. And, you know, when you're having a bit of a rubbish day, you do just have to sometimes be like, come on, like get a grip, actually look around you at the world and realize that, you know, just because you couldn't do a clean flying change or your horse wasn't as supple to the right as he was to the left, you know, that is not that big a deal in the grand scheme of things. And yes, it means a lot to you in that moment because you're working so hard to try and do it. But actually, you've got an awful lot to be grateful for and give yourself a bit of a slap and come out and do it again tomorrow. So yeah, you know, that I definitely have improved that attitude as I've got older and wiser. But yeah, having the people around you, I think in my toughest times, mm-hmm. it's been the people around me that have helped fix me.
Yeah, that is beautiful. We're going to end with this question.
Okay.
What were you wearing? What were the brands that you were wearing in the Grand Prix last night?
Okay.
Because everybody is crazy about your outfit. We need to know, Becky. We need to know.
So my tailcoat is Lotus Romeo. Mm-hmm. I am sponsored by, I work with their, well, actually with Sensline that distribute them in the UK. So yeah, Lotus Romeo jacket. My hat is a Lemieux hat. Mm. Now, actually, Lemieux haven't yet launched. They're literally just about to launch.
Oh, no way.
So they're going to launch. I think they're hoping to launch at Badminton Horse Trials.
All right.
So they are, it's really cool. The hat that I was riding in last night won't be available straight away. But they're super clever. Lemieux are very, very clever. So they have a changeable peak. Mm-hmm. So you can have like a normal peak or the slightly wider peak.
Oh.
And then the panel is changeable as yeah. well. And ultimately, not yet, but eventually you'll be able to have custom-made panels to match your jacket.
Oh, and it'll change.
Yeah,
oh.
so you can flip. Yeah, so like for my brown hat, I have yeah. a plain panel.
Yeah.
I have my sparkly panel to go with that jacket. Mm-hmm. So it's really clever.
Oh, yeah. That is fantastic.
And the boots were Peachtree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Becky, I cannot thank you enough. You were so generous with your time.
No problem.
Thank you. And how can our auditors follow you on all the social medias?
So on Instagram, I am Moobeck.
Okay.
And on Facebook, Moody Dressage.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you. And I'm wishing you all the best. I'll be the loudest one out there cheering you
thank
on
you.
For the freestyle.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Megan, we have a book club book going. You and I don't think we've started it. We've been a little busy, but so excited. It's called Fur Mama by Diana DuPont. And get it. And it looks, we have the book and I took just a quick browse of it and it looks like a really good story. So I'm really looking forward to that one. So we hope you join us in our book club and we will have our interview with her in June. If you are not a subscriber yet, do that now. Just search Dressage Radio Show on your favorite podcast player. You can join the fun and supportive community of the Horse Radio Network auditors on Patreon. You'll get behind-the-scenes insights, special offers, and the opportunity to participate in Horse Radio Network podcast. Go to patreon.com/Horse Radio Network. The Dressage Radio Show Facebook page is Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, and Kentucky Performance Products. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.